Novak.
This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Turkey and Syria early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and killing more than 2,300 people in both countries, with hundreds more believed to be trapped under the rubble. The epicenter of the pre-dawn earthquake was near the Turkey-Syria border, and it was followed by a separate magnitude 7.5 earthquake about 100 kilometers north in the early afternoon. The deadly earthquake hit hard in areas that houses millions of Syrians already displaced by war. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Syria's Idlib province, the last remaining rebel-held stronghold, many of the displaced live in dire conditions in makeshift camps. In both government and opposition-controlled areas of northern Syria, buildings weakened by years of bombings were particularly vulnerable to this new shock. Carsten Hansen, director for the Middle East at the Norwegian Refugee Council, said in a statement that the earthquake will worsen the suffering of Syrians already struggling with a severe humanitarian crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan declared 7 days of national mourning for the nation, where more than 1,000 people died, and urged flags to fly at half-mast until February 12th. You'll find expanded coverage of our world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. At UN headquarters in New York, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday spoke about presented his priorities for the year ahead. In a speech to the 193-member UN General Assembly, the UN chief cited the war in Ukraine, climate change, and poverty as the top three challenges facing the world body. On the subject of poverty, Guterres said the developing world is currently being left out.
Something is fundamentally wrong with our economic and financial system. The global financial architecture is at the heart of the problem. It should be the means through which globalization benefits all, yet it is failing. The global financial architecture does not need a simple evolution. It needs a radical transformation.
The UN Secretary General called for a new commitment to place the needs of developing countries at the center of every decision and mechanism of the global financial system. The U.S. National Football League Championship game, also known as the Super Bowl, is set for Sunday, with the Kansas City Chiefs facing the Philadelphia Eagles. But for many, the television ads that run between the plays on the field are as much of an attraction as the game itself. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports on what people can expect to see when there's a break in the action.
The Super Bowl is the big game for advertising, with more than 100 million viewers each year. Mark Evans, with ad sales for Fox Sports, says ad space for the big game has sold out. 30-second spots went for $6 to $7 million each. Anheuser-Busch remains the biggest advertiser with 3 minutes of airtime, but gave up an exclusive deal, so there'll be ads from other brands, including Heineken and Molson Coors. Other big categories include snack chips, candy, movie studios, and tech companies like Squarespace, that drafted Adam Driver.
Making websites.
Streaming service Netflix and automaker GM teamed up for a zombie-themed ad starring Will Ferrell.
You have a great one, all right? Stupid zombie.
The He Gets Us media campaign promoting Jesus claimed 2 spots and spent about $20 million. Evans says there won't be a repeat of what some viewers dubbed the Crypto Bowl last year due to the implosion of the cryptocurrency market. I'm Jennifer King.
Iran-based singer Shirvin Hajipour's Grammy Award for a song he produced last year in honor of Iran's peaceful protest movement against Islamist rule has prompted an outpouring of positive reactions from Iranian social media users. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden announced Hajipour's win of the U.S. Recording Academy's first-ever Song for Social Change Special Merit Award at Sunday's annual ceremony in Los Angeles. Hajipour produced the award-winning song Barai in September, with lyrics drawn from social media posts in which other Iranians stated what they were protesting for and because of. The song, which is posted on his Instagram account, became an instant hit and a protest anthem, garnering 40 million views in its first 48 hours. I'm Jeff Custer.